Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Grandparents in therapy. You should have seen John's eyes pop out of his head. He was like, what? Grandparents go to therapy? And then somebody followed up with a text during his show that said, my husband is 62 and has been going to therapy weekly for several years. It began as a way to save our marriage, and it has, along with our hard work. But now their conversations are more concerning the adult children that have little or no contact with us. Therefore, neither do the young grandchildren, and that brings them a world of hurt. Thank God for therapists. Well, we've got one on the phone, Dr. Regina Kep. And Regina, is it a clinical geropsychologist? Is that the identification?
That's right. Yeah. Yes. I'm a psychologist who specializes with older adults.
And you're the founder of the Center for Mental Health and Aging. I was reading an article about the issues that grandparents bring up most in therapy. And of course, you're featured in that article. So what is the one common theme that you see people of that age? And is this specifically grandparents? It is, right? We're not just talking about people that might be 50, 60, 70, 80. We're talking about grandparents in this issue.
That's right. And the issue, it was related specifically to common themes that people in a grandparent role bring up in therapy. But of course, older adults in general, people who are grandparents or not, also benefit from therapy and bring up lots of topics in therapy.
And we always think that, oh, the grandparents haven't made it. It's the golden years. They've worked, they've retired, everything is blue skies and sunshine. And like everybody else, they struggle. Sometimes it's financially. Is that one of the things that comes up?
Sometimes financial concerns do come up, but I think there's a common theme in society that it's the adult children helping older adults, when in fact many grandparents are helping their children and grandchildren navigate financial needs and concerns or luxuries, sometimes at the expense of their own bucket list trips or home maintenance projects.
Right. They feel the need to contribute financially, either to help their kids or to certainly help their grandkids. Sometimes I see that they want their grandkids to go to a private school, or they want their grandkids in a sport that costs money that the parents aren't willing to pay for. And that does cause a struggle for grandparents. So that's one of the issues you see come up in therapy.
It can cause a struggle, I think, especially when grandparents may be asked to contribute financially, but not in other ways, like not asked to contribute advice or guidance or even experience appreciation from the adult children. I think that's when it becomes most painful for grandparents, is if their contributions go unrecognized and unvalued.
And so if they are asked to help contribute financially in one form or another, maybe it's like an in-kind donation where they're watching your children every single day after school or maybe before school, how do you navigate that conversation so that the needs of the grandparent are met and so that their voice is heard as well?
Yeah, I think in any healthy relationship, whether it's a partnership or a dyad like parent and grandparent, I would say healthy and open communication and imagining you're on the same team and engaging in perspective taking. So if you're an adult child and you're asking your parent who is in the grandparent role to take over child caring tasks, to recognize that the grandparent may be putting aside some activities in their own life that would bring them some value because it's meaningful for them also to spend time with the grandchildren, but to not take advantage of it. So to try to see the grandparent's perspective, and for the grandparent to also recognize that it's there are some generational differences in terms of how much people have to work to make money, and two parents working in a household at the same time, and there's less time with children, and how the demands on adult children. And so to engage in perspective taking, I think, is really important.
So one of the common themes in therapy, when grandparents are in therapy, caregiving and financial contributions. I see one of the other common themes, health concerns.
That's right. Yeah. So I've worked with many families where, say, the grandparent is in a child caring role, receive a new major health diagnosis that will require maybe more medical interventions or medical care that's taking time away from their grandchildren or the tasks that they had, or even planning for a future that they didn't imagine they would have to plan for. And so that can be very painful for the person in the grandparent role and for the family as a whole, that now the family attention is shifting from sort of vitality with children or living life in the way you wish to live it to now a health concern. And so for many families, there's a big adjustment in adjusting to a new medical problem and all that's required to manage the medical problem. And of course, that can bring a lot of fear, financial concerns as well, and changes in relationships and in roles.
Mm-hmm. That's always hard. Dr. Regina Kep is a clinical geropsychologist.
And roles, I think, need care and consideration from all sides. And now maybe the grandparent needs help in a new way that they didn't need before.
Yeah. She's also the founder of the Center for Mental Health and Aging. One of the other common themes that you see in therapy when grandparents are in therapy is feeling unappreciated. I can see that happening. I think sometimes they feel like they're taken advantage of. I feel like something got messed up with her phone. Yeah, I could tell. Oh, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe
I can hear you. Sorry about that.
So one of the other themes that grandparents bring up in therapy is feeling unappreciated.
Yeah, so ageism, which is bias and discrimination based on age that older adults experience more than anybody else in society, often have an experience of being feeling, not even feeling, but being treated as irrelevant and invisible. And that happens also with grandparents in families, in many families. And so that can happen when a grandparent is making contributions or even has stories about the family to share and contributions to make in terms of legacy and storytelling and tradition sharing. And those experiences going unrecognized and unvalued and invisible. And I think that also can create distress for older people who want to contribute.
One of my colleagues here was kind of shocked that grandparents are going to therapy because it seems to be a part of health and well-being for Gen Z, maybe millennials, maybe Gen X. But traditionally, people in the age of, well, the boomers didn't seem to value therapy. Is that changing?
Yes, it is changing with the boomers. And I think because boomers were one of the generations that started the movement in therapy and are more interested in therapy and had more access to therapy, I'll say. But there are some, back to the ageism, there are misconceptions about aging that are prominent throughout society, which is misbeliefs that it's normal for older people to have depression or anxiety. And in fact, that's not normal. And depression is highly treatable among older adults, or that if older people are rigid and will never change is a stereotype about older adults, which is not true. But that idea or that stereotype also keeps older adults out of therapy, because why would we refer them if they're never going to change anyway? But resistance to change is not based on age. Age doesn't have anything to do with changing. In fact, older adults are more likely to change. They're more resilient. But that's more of a personality flavor. And so if you are resistant to change at 30, you'll probably be resistant to change at 70.
Yeah, it never gets better. We stay stuck in our rut. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Regina Kep. She's a clinical geropsychologist. We definitely have to have you back.